Welcome to part two of our conversation with fellow podcaster Jim Harold. When you try and explain what you do, it's like, oh, you worship Satan from your bedroom. Like, no, not at all. It's like a morning show that talks about ghosts. But
I got a funny story about that.
Yeah.
I was called to jury duty about, 10 years ago. And, well, maybe a dozen years ago. And at that time, I was doing this, but I also worked at a radio station in advertising. Mm-hmm. So when I was called to serve, and they called me to the panel where they screen you and so forth, and they said, well, what are you working on? I work in radio advertising. They sat me on the jury. Then about maybe 3-4 years ago, I got called again. Same thing. They brought the panel. Now, at this point, I'm full-time because I've been full-time at this since 2012. Mm-hmm. And he said, what do you do for a living? And I thought to myself, well, just be very honest and see what happens. I said, well, actually, I do podcasts. Specifically, I concentrate on things like the paranormal, UFO, Bigfoot, ghosts. Would you like me to serve? And strangely enough, they excused me. So
I have to try this.
If it works, it works.
I was called up for jury duty right before we moved out of Wichita several years ago. And that was my excuse was, well, I'm not going to be in your town anymore, so I don't think this will work out for you. But if I ever get called,
I didn't lie.
Yeah, no,
I didn't lie.
No, that's a great one.
I just accentuated the subject matter of my podcast. That's all.
It's almost a very Larry David type move, almost like a yes. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, Your Honor, I'm not quite sure. That's great. Let me ask you this, because we haven't really touched on this at all. And this is something, obviously, I'm sure you get asked 1,000 times. I do, too. And I totally understand. Maybe you have a lot of stories. Maybe not many. I'm in the not many category. But yourself, having had paranormal experiences, what's in your book of things that have happened to you over your life that stand out?
Oh, I have a few, but I'm not one of those people who have like the ghost who shows up like Ebenezer Scrooge, that kind of thing, full body apparition, but I get more indications. One of my favorite happened to me almost, I think, about 3 years ago. I had been asked to be on a paranormal cruise with the late Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Micah Hanks. And I was privileged to serve. It was a lot of fun. You get to go on a free cruise and you get to meet some great listeners, and it was tremendous.
Sure.
So anyway, unfortunately, a little bit of a cold. So we had a day at sea, and in that day at sea, these cruise ships, a lot of times will have like little conference rooms. And this was the day that we were going to do talks about various paranormal topics and have a discussion. So Rosemary gave her presentation. Micah gave her, and it came up to be my time. And I was feeling my throat was bothering me a little bit. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go to the cafe over there and get a coffee just to kind of clear the pipes. And he had to walk through the casino to do that. Now, as I was walking through the casino, I saw one of our group, one of our attendees, playing one of these crane games. It's like the claw that goes down and grabs the cash. And
sure.
So forth. Now, that I had a very visceral reaction to, because my uncle, who had passed a few years earlier, was like a second dad to me. I mean, I don't mean this to disparage my father, but I was just as close to him as I was my dad. He lived with us. It was literally like my two dads. So anyway, he had passed. So, you know, this really, he loved to go to like, if he went to a store like a Walmart or a CVS or something and have one of these claw games with the little stuffed toys, he would spend $10 to get a 99 cent toy from China. He just liked to do that for whatever reason. In fact, on my set here, I have a couple of Ghostbusters figures that he won. And that'll be somewhere on the set as long as I'm doing this.
Sure.
But anyway, and again, this is a very weird thing that only would have meaning to me. So I thought about him very specifically, and I thought, oh my God, I wish he were here. He would love this so much because he would get to play with this thing, but not for toys. He'd be playing for cash. Now, of course, he'd lose, but he'd love it. I know he'd love it. I wish he were here. Right then, a woman comes next to this thing, and she cups her hand to her mouth. She's looking around. She says, John, John. And then a man walks up. guess what the name of my uncle was?
John.
You got it.
Yeah.
Somebody, I told that story one time and somebody said, Steve. but to me now, some people will say, oh, well, that's just a coincidence, Jim. And I would just say that's one hell of a coincidence.
It is.
I mean, that place at the sea, that the guy happened to go play the crane. I happened to think of my uncle. And then a woman walks up next to him. And I think sometimes that's the way the supernatural works. I think that's the way that messages are gotten to us. Or I had another instance. This goes back years. I was about 18 years old. I was in a rural area, West Virginia, where my parents were born. We were visiting some family. And there was this young lady, apparently, who took a shine to me in the town. So I got to meet her, and we were walking along this country road. And there was this huge log truck parked on the one side, sack full of logs. And the kind that when you're going up mountain roads, you don't want to get behind. I think most people have seen those, know what I'm talking about. So anyway, we're walking up, approaching this this log truck. And we split up kind of bread and butter. She goes on one side, I go on the other. And as I'm passing it, I'm like, I need to get away from this truck. I just feel like I need to get away from this truck. Something's telling me to get away from this truck. So I speed up my pace. And I get past the truck and we walk maybe 20 feet. And then we're talking, you know, hey, it's like an attractive young lady. I'm getting to talk to her. I'm focusing on that. I've forgotten all about that truck. But we hear a rumble. Turn around, and almost every log on that truck fell off on the side that I was walking.
Oh, gosh.
And if I had not quickened my pace, or we had stood there, stopped there, if I'd been there, I'd been dead.
Yeah.
Period. Dead. Now, it could have been a coincidence. Totally possible. But why was I so fixated on moving faster? Like, I want to get away from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have never forgotten that. And I think a lot of people, I just talked to a policeman on our show who was, I think he was by the side of a road or something. And a car went by like at 90 miles an hour and was about to hit him. And all of a sudden he felt something grab his belt and pull him back. When he turned around, there was nobody there. There was nobody on that side of the street. So I believe that we get indications or pushed out of the way or whatever it may be. So my situation's more subtle. They're not like these, you know, some people see grandma come to them and speak to them and they're glowing. That doesn't happen to me, but I get these weird happenstances. And I won't bore you guys with more of them, but I've had several throughout my life.
When we have those sort of experiences, and maybe we can close on this, It may be a mix of things. Do you think it's something where there is almost someone or something else looking out for us? That's for example, like the guy grabbing the belt. Or is it a sense that we have that we are unaware of, or we're not tuned into enough to say, you know, I can read into the future, or I can tell these things, where you sensed, I just need to get in front of this truck, where it was beyond just, this could be go bad, this could be dangerous, but I more than ever feel like I need to do this. Is it an internal thing that is just within us, or do you think there's something else or someone else at play on the other side that's helping guide these decisions?
Well, I'm going to give you the ultimate cop-out answer. I think it could be both. I think it could be both.
Sure.
I do think that we have abilities that we don't know. Whether it's our subconscious or whatever it is, maybe somewhere I heard the squeaking of chains and it registered with me somehow. That's a possibility. But it was so minute that it was just at a subconscious level. That's a possibility. Or it could have been a late relative saying, hey, Jim, get out of the way, get out of the way. I would say it could be either one of those. So I think actually both are possible. I do think, now the tough question when you say things like this, it's like, well, what about the person who goes to work and gets killed in a horrible car accident? Was somebody not watching out for them that day? Mm-hmm. Was somebody wanting them to die? You know, that's a flip side of this very tough question.
Sure.
I don't know the answer, but I think it could be both.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Jim, it's been great talking with you on the show here today. I'm so glad that we've connected over the last couple of weeks. It's been far too many years of us just kind of passing in the night, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, so, indeed.
For our listeners, let everyone know where they can get your podcasts.
Well, my main two shows, free shows that I think your audience will be interested in, are Jim Harold's Campfire. Been doing that since 2009. Those are people who come on with their stories of the supernatural, ghosts, cryptid creatures, UFOs, and my favorite head scratchers. And folks seem to love that show. It's probably my most popular one. And then the Paranormal Podcast, been doing that since 2005. And both of those you can find anywhere you get your podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, whatever it is. You can find them all those places. You can also go to jimharold.com, J-I-M-H-A-R-O-L-D.com. And then finally, we have a series of five campfire books, which are available on Amazon. And you can get those on the Kindle pretty inexpensively, or you can get paperback. So people can check that out too if they like spooky stories. And if they're listening to one of your shows, Tony, I'm assuming that they do. And again, thank you for being very gracious in having me on your show. I think that it's great when we fellow podcasters, even when we're in the same area, that we can collaborate and we can have each other on each other's shows and kind of raise all of our profiles. And because people love spooky and there's plenty of room for everybody, and we all have our own unique take. And it's been a real pleasure. And thank you for your generosity in having me on the show.
Well, thank you for having me on your show as well. Let's definitely make a point of doing this more in the future.
Absolutely.
That wraps up our conversation with Jim Harold. Very fascinating look at his world of podcasting and discussing very mutual experience that we both share as paranormal podcasters. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.